Hello everyone, this is your brother Ernie with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotionals. Today's topic I want to talk with you about, you reap what you sow. It says in Galatians 6, starting with verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Are you sowing good seeds? Are you sowing good things into your life? Because we reap what we sow. That's a quote that we've probably heard people say, even maybe before we even knew the Bible. We always have heard in life, you reap what you sow. Are you sowing good things into your life? Are you sowing good seed into your relationships in life? Are you sowing good seed into your marriage? Are you sowing seeds of generosity? Are you sowing seeds of kindness to others? Because we reap what we sow. We can't expect to reap the benefits of financial blessings or different forms of generosity if we ourselves are not being generous. If we want to reap that same thing back of generosity, then we have to be generous to others. If we're in a marriage and we want to have a good marriage, are we sowing good things into that marriage? Are we treating our spouse the way that God calls us to treat our spouse? We can't treat our other half wrong and plant seeds of lies or seeds of unfaithfulness to our other, or to our spouses, and expect to reap the same benefits back. We have to sow good seeds into a relationship. We have to make sure that we're treating people right in relationships in general, and we expect to get that same treatment back. If we want to, the Bible says in Proverbs, if you want to have friends, then we ourselves must be friendly. So how can you expect to make friends if we're not being friendly? We have to sow. Whatever we're sowing is what we reap. So let's sow generosity into our lives by being generous. Let's sow good seeds into our marriage, into our relationship, into our kids' lives. Are we raising our kids up in the way of the Lord? Because the Bible says, if you raise your child up in the way of the Lord, when they're older, they won't depart from it. So are we sowing those seeds into those kids at an early age? Are we sowing the seeds of God into them so that they'll know God, that they'll know His will for their life? That's the only way we can expect to reap a great harvest in anything in life. We have to be planting and sowing good seeds. That's why it's, we reap what we sow. And so let's be encouraged to sow good seeds in every aspect of our lives today. God bless you all in Jesus' name.